This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks, on Wednesday, the 15th day of May, year of our Lord, 2019, excuse me. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to inspect and make your foot gear, make sure it's all in good working condition, it's clean, ready for the springtime, summertime activities. Make sure that it's in good repair. And of course, check your supply of merino wool socks. If you don't have merino wool socks, we need to get some, quite frankly. They will change your life in very positive ways. This is Wednesday. We're hoping that Professor McKinney will call. If he does, we will bring him on board. Lots going on in the news. I am very happy to see that the Attorney General has appointed an excellent U.S. attorney to investigate how the entire fantasy Russian collusion thing began, and apparently he's already been working on it for several weeks. Let's see. Jim, are you there?
John, good morning.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were there or not. Well, sir, the twists and turns of this fantasy Russian collusion thing is finally going the right direction, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I heard you saying that, yeah, this has been underway in the background for a couple months. So I think that they wanted to probably, this is what you do when you go hunting. You flush the bird out into the open, or a deer or whatever, and then they become, they expose themselves. And I believe that's what they were doing. As they were getting ready, they wanted to see the explosion of activity, the James Comeys and the Clappers and the Brennans all going on the news, padding their excuses before they said it never happened. And now they're going, well, there's just, you know, part of normally what we do. That's what they're saying now. And they're all pointing the finger, well, it was this one over here, and the It's just funny to see that even Obama calls it a circular firing squad, where they're all shooting at each other.
Right, right. Well, a little background will help. Quite a few years ago, I don't have the number of years ago in front of me, this U.S. attorney appointed to look into it, his name's John Durham. He was assigned to go to Boston and clean up a what has been described as a decades-long corruption in the Boston FBI field office, including, get this, Jim, apparently Robert Mueller, FBI agent Robert Mueller, had been part of a team of prosecutors who wrongly convicted two men of murder. The U.S. attorney, John Durham, was able to exonerate the two men who had spent more than 30 years locked up, one on death row, for murders they did not commit, and get them freed, get them exonerated. And Robert Mueller was part of that effort to have these men wrongly convicted in the first place. So we got a lot of history here, don't we?
Yeah, Mueller is involved in everything. In fact, he's the guy that took the yellow cake uranium to Putin to be verified for the Uranium One deal. You know, I mean, it can't get any more colluded than that. And this is the guy who, for 2 years, sat on top of the Russia probe, ended up finding nothing. And now the question is, when did he know there was nothing? He knew all along.
He knows
everybody. He knows what everybody was doing. And right now, I wanted to mention also that a guy named Roger Stone is a political, basically, prisoner. He was arrested in a political prisoner-like hit job that you might expect maybe in 1912 Russia. And now they won't release any of the documents that are being used to accuse him.
Right.
So,
right.
And he's, you know, being sequestered. The trial is not going to be till November at the earliest. So where's the right to speedy trial? I mean, this
right,
is
right. Well, the morning when I knew something was wrong, Roger Stone has no criminal record. He has no record of being a violent man. The crimes he's accused of, which are a fantasy, are nonviolent crimes. And they sent about 20 FBI agents and a bunch of cops to wake him up and scare the hell out of his wife in the middle of the night to arrest this man. So that morning, I did a little homework, and I looked up the circumstances of arresting Al Capone. Now, when John Gotti. That's who I looked up how they arrested John Gotti pretty recently. John Gotti he's deceased, but John Gotti was a legitimate criminal, crime boss, responsible for money laundering, drugs, prostitution, and murder. When they decided to arrest John Gotti, they went to the restaurant where he was with about four or five of his crime buddies. They walked in, told Mr. Gotti he was under arrest, and they escorted him out to the patrol cars and took him away. They didn't go to his house in the middle of the night with two SWAT teams to scare his wife and his family. They just politely walked up to him in a restaurant and said, "Mr. Gotti, you need to come with us." Something's really broken here, Jim, when a verified, violent mob boss criminal is politely arrested in a restaurant in New York City, and a nonviolent man who committed no crime whatsoever, a fantasy crime, they go to his house as if he's some kind of psychotic mass murderer in the middle of the night. Something's really broken here, Jim.
And then they tip off CNN. So CNN is there waiting with the cameras in place when the SWAT team shows up. And they had a helicopter also.
Well, we got to make sure. They had no helicopter when they arrested John Gotti at his restaurant that he was at.
Yeah, well, they might have been worried about the wife sequestering slippers out of the house during the arrest.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got all your bases covered. Yeah, absolutely.
But Roger Stone had no guns. He was never known to have guns. I mean, the whole thing was just absolutely absurd. But the problem is right now, they're treating this like I say, like a 1912 Stalin, hit job. Send them to the gulag. These are political hit jobs. They've deplatformed Alex Jones, and these were the two main people. If you watch during the 2016 election, which brought a lot of information about the Clintons to the public, because
Alex Jones wrote a book on the Clintons,
and he knew a lot about them historically, and brought that out to the public. So this is a hit job in retribution for them exposing the Clintons.
Absolutely. When I had my Saturday show here at Republic Broadcasting, Alex Jones would be riding around Austin, Texas, and call in on my show. It was fun. And it was always fun to have Alex on. Well, it's going in the right direction. I would think that some of these people, James Comey, for example, maybe looking up to make sure that which countries that don't have extradition with the United States still don't have extradition, and maybe getting a house or getting an apartment there, because this will not have a good ending for many of these people, will it?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, justice is sometimes the wheels move very slowly, as we saw with the Mueller case, but hopefully this one will move quicker. And a lot of the groundwork has already been done by the news media. Sean Hannity and the people that he has on his show, who have been investigating this for years, have uncovered a lot of this. People like Devin Nunes, other congressmen who were involved in this, know who the players are, what they were doing, where they were going. With the Clinton Foundation, that's coming under investigation again, with the backdoor payments. And then all of a sudden, for the pay for play in the State Department. And then, of course, all the big donations when she was running as a candidate for president, expecting her to win and then giving favors back to whoever gave the donation.
It's been revealed in just in the last couple of days that Hussein Obama, get this, Jim, you may not be aware of this, Hussein Obama received $21.6 million from foreign donors for his 2012 election. $21.6 million. That's just what we know of. Talk about collusion. Now, we just recently, last week, we found out that a couple of million dollars came from the largest population Muslim country on the planet, that would be Indonesia, funneled through a rap musician kind of guy. I don't really call rap music myself, but he's able to make a living as a rap artist. So lots of things are being uncovered about what's been going on the last 10, 12 years, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the issue also is that Obama was very much involved. And him and the Clintons, by the way, hated each other. The Obamas and the Clintons, were like oil and water. I don't know who was the oil and who was the water, but they did not like each other. But they had to play the political game. And Obama got his term as presidency, which he would have never gotten if it weren't for Hillary being bounced out by the Rockefellers.
Well, Hillary was the first person to publicly expose Hussein Obama as not being qualified to be president because of his birth status was Hillary Clinton. And I don't know, here I am, Jim, a homicide detective in deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks. Even I know that what it means to be a natural-born citizen, and it seems like most people don't, even at levels where they should. To be a natural-born citizen, two things have to be in place. First of all, born on U.S. soil. Second of all, two American parents. If you don't have two American parents, You're a dual national, and the purpose of the Constitution, the way it's written, is to make sure we do not have a dual national as President of the United States, which Hussein Obama was and will always be a dual national, because his father was a British subject Hussein Obama could have a British passport if he chose to, because he's a dual national, and therefore not qualified to run as president, let alone be elected president, Jim.
Well, they said that that's the case for John McCain, and
that was covered. He was born in a hospital on U.S. territory in a foreign country. The military base is sovereign U.S. Territory where he was born, on that military hospital. And of course, he had two American parents, so that was not the case with Mr. McCain.
Well, but if he was born in just a normal hospital in Panama, would he be
a dual national? Right. If it was
so
in,
he would not.
And
be...
I'm pretty sure it was a military base, which would be U.S. territory. I might be wrong in that, but if it was a Panamanian hospital in Panamanian soil, then John McCain was a dual national also.
Okay. So that's the fine line there, that for McCain. But if he were born in a regular hospital in Panama, then he would not be eligible to be president. That's right.
And people confuse the two. It doesn't change him being a citizen. Of course, he's a citizen because he had two American parents. But if he was born on foreign soil, then he's a dual national, and that's the But it's an emotional thing. If you have a connection to any country that you share nationality with.
I see the deal. Okay.
Yeah, you can't help it. It's just part of who we are as human beings. If you're born in Ireland and you're a dual national, you have two American parents, you're going to have an emotional connection to the country you're born in, and you can't help it. It's an emotional thing, and the founding fathers were very brilliant men. They understood human nature, Jim, and human nature. That's one of the reasons the Bible is such an excellent book for all of us to study, because in one of the many things the Bible is a study of human nature, which has not changed in 2,000 years and won't change in another 2,000 years, will it, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. The seven cardinal sins, etc. Things have not changed. They've probably gotten worse. No, I would say not. It's just the tools that people have to do their dirty work have gotten more sophisticated. But it's the same. It's the same deal all over again. People using the system for their own benefit.
Right. All these years, I've been so disappointed to see all the focus on the birth certificate when the evidence is clear and convincing that his father was not an American, therefore Hussein Obama was, is, and always will be a dual national. And that is so disappointing to know the truth and to not see anybody talking about it in the mainstream media that I'm aware of.
Right. But Obama was a party player, and you can see that when it comes to people that work for the World Bank, literally, that were brought up to educated to work for the World Bank. And that's the Clintons, that's the Bushes. And remember, we had a Bush or a Clinton in the White House since the John Kennedy was assassinated. I mean, Johnson was just a corrupt politician who they could maneuver in any direction they wanted, as long as he got his piece of the pie.
But
ever since Kennedy was killed, you know, it was a Bush or a Clinton, and we were going to have another Clinton. The only aberration in there was Obama, and he did his job to bring in an Obamacare, which had nothing to do with health care, and all of these cries by Kamala Harris and everybody else about health care. The whole purpose of national health care is to break this country financially.
Right,
that's the whole purpose. So get rid of how good these people feel. How many illegal aliens have stayed overnight, just one night, at Kamala Harris's house? Or how about Pocahontas? Zero.
Well, we got a break coming up. We had a couple of callers. We're going to start with the first caller here before the break. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. John, I agree with you. Obama was a dual citizen. I hear the music.
Okay, hold on through the break, John. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial, that website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com, and they have a telephone number. The telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
on Wednesday, the 15th of May. We're going on a cruise. Details at my website. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join Leon Green and I on the cruise. You can get the details there at my website or give Betsy a call. Betsy is the organizer of this event. Her number is 636-530-9502. You single gals, she's helping the single gals bunk up together and save $1,000 each. Betsy's number is 636-530-9502. John, let's continue with your comment. We got kind of cut off there, sir.
Okay. Well, John, I agree with you. Obama, dual citizen. Professor, I agree with you. And John, if you'll allow me, I can tell you a little bit about John McCain. His birth certificate says that he was born in Panama in the hospital. But the only problem is the hospital wasn't built until the year after McCain was born. So was he born on the base? I don't know where he was born. But in any event, his birth certificate is inaccurate. So he has a falsified birth certificate. He can't be born in a hospital that was not constructed. That's why John McCain was strangely silent. I mean, you know, this war hero that got shot down and sung like a bird in the Hanoi Hilton. If he knew that Obama's birth certificate was inaccurate and fraudulent, that he wasn't a citizen, he wasn't eligible, do you think he would have kept his mouth shut unless he knew he has the same problem?
How about that?
He's got
an
inaccurate, invalid birth certificate, falsified.
How about that? So the hospital that wasn't built yet was probably the one built on a military base. Is that accurate?
Correct. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if there was no hospital, where was he born?
Well, it's probably a Panamanian hospital. Well, that's fascinating.
Absolutely. Which means he has no, like you said, he's got an allegiance to Panama.
And
I don't know how much of an allegiance he had to the United States, to be truthful.
Well, he was certainly, in my opinion, a Manchurian candidate. The only POW we're aware of from any war that weighed more when he was released than when he was captured.
John McCain. And here's the interesting thing. You mentioned the Bible. And I agree with you 150,000%. It's the most important book ever written. Here's what's amazing. The name McCain is Gaelic, and the MC, Mc, means son of Cain. So John McCain is John, son of Cain. Herman Cain, literally, he was running for president at the same time. Herman in German means war man Cain. He was also over the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank. Isn't that amazing, John, how names tell so much about people?
Interesting little nuances there. John, thank you for your call. We appreciate it, sir.
What does McCanny mean?
Son of Canny.
I don't want to know.
Son of Canny.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Take care, man.
Before we get to our next caller, Jim, tell people how they can listen to your radio show, your two radio shows live and archives, if you would, please, sir.
John, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads, where I discuss recent events, recent science. And then there's my paid cast, which is $3.95 per month, where you get one hour per week extra deep dive into scientific topics that you won't hear any other place on this side of the universe. And you can sign up on my webpage. The subscription is $3.95 a month, and probably one of the best deals on the planet. So anyway, all that available on my webpage.
Okay, sounds good. Our next caller, we've got a break coming up, is Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Jim. Talking about the people being born in another country, goes back to that movie that Oprah helped produce, I think it was, Roots. They want to go back to their roots. It's just a natural progression. Here in Texas, I work with a lot of Hispanics. Some of them are born in this country, or come to this country when they're young, but their parents are Mexican nationals. Maybe green card, anchor babies they had. But they still look back at Mexico as their home, and they want to bring a lot of their cultures. Cinco de Mayo is a prime example. It's celebrated here in Texas about as much as Texas Independence Day.
Jerry, I wanted to comment on that because I lived in Mexico when I was young. I taught in school there, and I traveled all around Mexico. I know the Mexican cultures. I lived in a lot of other Latin American and other traveled around the world. But I know Mexicans, too, and they want to go back to Mexico. A lot of them don't want to be in the U.S., but there's no opportunity in Mexico.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Jerry? You want to hold on through the break, Jerry?
Yeah, I want to pick up on that after the break.
Okay, we got a break, everybody. Hold on, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful. 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have the latest update at my website under open source intelligence. Dozens of articles that will educate you and inform you, bring you up to speed on what's going on all over the planet. Right next to that, of course, the page that gives all the details about the John Moore Patriot Cruise Symposium coming up this October. Join Leon Green and I. It's going to be a lot of fun. Every participant, everybody that goes with us, gets a lifetime training certificate at Front Sight Training Facility there near Las Vegas. It is transferable. If you don't want the certificate yourself, you can make it a gift to your pastor, and the pastor of your church can get somebody qualified to train his security team for the church. All the details are at my website. Or you can call Betsy at 636-530-9502. Last but not least, one of my passions is to help everybody get to be as healthy as they can be using an energy cleaner. We're going to get a new posting up there on my website soon about the importance of sleep and how it's not optional. Sleep deprivation will lead to all kinds of bad things, including obesity and diabetes. So get yourself an energy cleaner. Get a great night's sleep every night like I do. Place your order right there at my website for the energy cleaner and the mattress pad. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting Professor James McCanney, his website's linked to my links page. And Jerry, you had a couple more comments before you get away?
Well, yeah, real quickly. There's a talk show host that comes on Sunday morning, Republic of Texas. Steve, I think O'Brien is his name. Anyway, he comes from California, up in the Bay Area, if I understand correctly. But anyway, as Rush Limbaugh calls it, the left coast. He is bemoaning the influx of people from the West Coast and the East Coast coming to Texas and diluting the Texas way of life and bringing these leftist ideas and bringing legislating, trying to legislate these laws that these people moved away from. It goes back, folks, I'm going to say it again, roots. They run from what they, something, but when they get here, they want to make it just like it was where they left. It don't make sense to me, but that's just
well,
the way it is.
Yeah, we call it Californication. Yeah, right.
Right. Well, that's what happened in Oregon and Washington, states north of California, and they had a problem. And so they actually banned people from California from coming into their state because those were the free living Californiaites, and those were the ones that came up for the good welfare benefits to live off the land, so to speak. So anyway, but the end result is very liberal politics in an area that was previously extremely conservative.
You're right, Jim. And this is what happened to Colorado and Montana was California
exactly. Yep. Yeah, Denver is, most people won't go there anymore.
Jerry, thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Now, my daughter grew up in Seattle, Metro Seattle, Jim, and she's had it up to her ears with Californians moving up there and changing the culture of her home state. It's been a very dramatic change for the worst. We get some California transplants in Missouri, but typically they're fairly conservative people that want to get away from the liberal attitudes there in California, typically, is what I've seen so far.
Well, that's the one good thing about Minnesota, and as growing up there, I really don't spend much time there anymore, but the comment was that the cold keeps the riffraff out, because you have to be a pretty stark, you have to know how to live in that environment, and if you do, then you can get around, you can move, and you can do things. But if you don't, the song California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas really applies.
Well, you bring up something I've wondered about, and that's how in the world did Somalians from Equatorial Africa end up in one of the coldest places in the United States, in Minnesota? How did that happen?
Yeah, they just brought them in by the boatloads, and literally, and just put them there, and what they've done is they've taken over what amounts to Hennepin County, which is Minneapolis, and in some of the suburbs, actually quite a few suburbs. But what they did is they just brought them in and they stuck them in houses, and basically they took over, and they're very segregated. They're very extremely segregated, and they are very militant about it. And so they've literally, in fact, there's a thing now where they're, where people, if they buy, if a non-Somalian buys a house in South Minneapolis, they're considered whiting the area. They're raising housing prices because they're fixing up the houses, you know, these older houses that were built, you know, who knows, 100 years ago. But that's the expression, that they're whiting the neighborhood.
Uh-huh. So and they're probably not well-received by their neighbors, then, would they be?
No, because they're fixing up their houses, they're raising the quality of the housing, and causing prices to go up.
Well, it's called gentrification, Jim. Yeah. Yeah, that's what there's a term for that, gentrification.
Okay.
When people come into an area and start improving things. Fascinating. Fascinating. Well, what else is are you paying attention to these days, Jim?
Well, on my show every week now, I'm concentrating on space, private space programs, because that's the only thing going on. Here's something that really needs to be mentioned. At the G7 conference, at the recent UN launching into global warming, they're making an all-out push going to countries like Fiji and Vanuatu and other places that have been hit by cyclones in recent years and telling them, this is all due to global warming and we're going to give you money so the to recuperate from this global warming disaster, which is all just baloney.
It is.
But what they're doing is they're concentrating on third world nations to buy into global warming. And I see it. The people in these countries are just 100% sold because they're ignorant relative to science. But here's the point. Elon Musk gave the opening address. Now there's a conference going on. It's the go to Mars culture, basically. I'll get the name of it here in a minute. I'll get it in a minute here. But anyway, Elon Musk gave the opening announcement convocation at one of these meetings. And going back to Mars now, the underlying issue here is these are Baal worshippers. This is part of a worldwide expansive effort into Baal worship. And you see it in the music, the dozens of number one songs that are dealing with Baal worship. And it's very subtle, but it's trying to influence the youth. You have Google Education claiming that they're going to educate the youth of the world all the same type of things. And the issue is that Mars is key to this, because Baal worship has to do with Mars. If you look into their beliefs and their belief systems, that Baal came from Mars. And this is, Elon Musk's, you got to ask yourself, how does Elon Musk's businesses succeed to the level that he's doing? And I can tell you from being in business that you don't succeed like this without a lot of help.
Right. Right.
And when he sued, for example, the U.S. military because he was not getting military launches, on the day he settled, Google and Fidelity, which are both CIA operations, gave him $1 billion. And there's word that he's gotten a lot more money under the table. Well, that's why he can open his super factories overnight, completely automated, to build his Tesla and his batteries and everything else. A regular businessman could not possibly do this on their own. And, and he's all over the news. But the core issue here is that all these people want to go to Mars. And you see, now if you look at the top people in this, it's Bezos, Richard Branson, and Elon Musk. And, these people are, I like all these people and what they're doing, except for Bezos. I don't like him at all. I just think he's anyway, won't say it on the air. But Musk is, if I knew him personally, I think we'd be very good friends. He's a scientist, a very good engineer, really a smart guy, very reserved, and so is Branson. But they're mixing up with the wrong people. And what they're doing is helping basically success in these groups that are Baal worshippers. And that includes the Clintons, that includes the Bushes. I mean, this is, really runs deep in world politics. If you look through the European Union, the leaders there, Angela Merkel, oh my goodness. And when Putin bolted, he went out, when he got out of this, one of the reasons is he is bringing back Orthodox religion into Russia as the national religion. And this does not mix with the Baal people. They don't.
Oh, not
want,
at all.
Not at all. And so, when you look at how they're bad-mouthing Russia, Russia is the only country that does not have massive influx of illegal aliens. and immigrants. Russia's population is staying flat, and the projection is over the next 10 years it will remain flat, whereas the U.S. is just the world dumping ground for all of the wars and everything else going on. We have, between Mexico and the United States right now, we easily have a half a billion people. And it's mushrooming. It's growing insanely fast. And the countries like Guatemala and Ecuador, Guatemala and Honduras, I'm sorry, that are all these people are coming in. This is a population explosion. These people are coming out of a country that has massive population explosion, and the kids that you're seeing, they're 18 to 20 years old, mainly young men, are just coming out of a population explosion country. There's nothing there. And all of the, I had a solution, by the way. Take the foreign aid we give those countries, tell the people that have come here, okay, we're going to give you directly this money, just go back there. And you would see them all walking back across Mexico to get their money as soon as they cross the border, and divide up our foreign aid amongst those people, because when it goes to the government, none of those people ever see a dime of it.
That's right. That's right. Well, these issues, Jim, are complex. They require diligence to understand, education to understand. Going back to the global warming thing, I did a presentation in Cincinnati Saturday, the 11th of May, and I started out holding up a copy of the Wall Street Journal weekend edition, that day's edition. And I told people the following. The British Foreign Service regards St. Louis as a tropical assignment. I knew that. I just happened to find out the British emissary to St. Louis lived two doors down from me, and his son was my age when I was a boy back in grade school. So, and I point out the weather report in the Wall Street Journal for Saturday, May the 11th. The overnight low in St. Louis, Missouri was 45. The overnight low in Anchorage, Alaska was 40. And I told my audience, I said, something's really broken here. There's 5-degree difference between Anchorage, Alaska overnight low and St. Louis, Missouri overnight low in late spring. Something's really broken here, and it's obviously there's something going on that's not global warming. Right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Global warming is the biggest fiction since NASA landed on the moon. I knew this would happen. I, for the first time, heard somebody say greenhouse. It was a scientist that was interviewed by Mark Levine. Is that his name, Mark Levine?
Right.
Yeah, and this guy, who is a world-renowned climatologist, used the word greenhouse, and nobody has used this because the greenhouse effect doesn't work. The Earth is not, let me repeat, the Earth is not a greenhouse. A greenhouse has a solid glass cover, okay? And that's what prevents the heat from leaving. The Earth does not have a solid glass cover. I'm sorry. And so this idea that somehow a 0.01% of the atmosphere of carbon dioxide somehow holds all this heat in is absurd. The nuclear reactors, all of the automobiles and transportation, all of the coal and natural gas-fired power plants all give off immense amounts of energy in the form of heat every day, gazillions of times more than any greenhouse effect would ever have. But nobody talks about it. It's absurd. It is ridiculous, yet they have the public running around, jumping up and down, repeating this, which is, I guess, if you take and dumb down a population of anything science, which NASA's been doing for the last 50 years, bringing just ludicrous science to the public, well, of course they're going to be stupid. They're going to be scientifically stupid, and you can, sell science on emotion. That's what the global climate change thing is all about.
That's
emotion,
right?
And science. And don't tell me, I'm convinced. I read all the New York Times articles on it. Excuse me. Okay, at that point, I just say, okay, go off. And the only thing I can say to those people is, that after 30 years of jumping up and down and screaming, has it done anything? Do we burn less carbon fuels? Do we burn less petroleum? No, the whole world's using lots more. Would the Paris Accord lower emissions? No, it's going to allow China and India to burn as much as they want.
That's right. Jim, people bring that up. They think they know what they're talking about. We need to keep emphasizing that two out of seven people on the planet are either Indian or Chinese, and they get to do all the greenhouse gases they want to. You can't. The two beliefs can't occupy the same space. That it's a clear and present danger, and then give a free pass to 2 billion people. Thoughts just bounce off each other.
And they have a lot more pigs farting than we do.
Absolutely. Here's our last break this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have all the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of May. Well, Jim, we're down to the last 3 minutes here. What words do you want to leave these folks with this week?
Well, I every day, what I do is I work on two things, my prime number work, which is mainly in the background, but the wing generator is occupying 100%, about 99% of my time. And it's things are moving ahead. The we're working right now on sales of the 10, 25, and 50 kilowatt models. So if people are out there, and John, you can, I've also said that John, if people contact me through John for the wing generator, that John and a few other people will be on a commission basis for finding leads that result in sales and installations. So anyway, that's what I'm doing right now. And that will allow other investment to get this company up and advancing into the future, because it's a huge worldwide market. But to go into that huge market, it takes capital. So at any rate.
That's right.
And I don't have the CIA backing me like Elon Musk, so I depend on real people out there like you.
Right. All right. Well, we'll get this done, Jim. I'll have that marketing material up here on my website here soon, and we have a big outreach get this whole thing going here.
There you go. And we've got a lot more data. That it turns out that the three-blade wind turbines and solar panels are really a hoax, and I'm developing a lot of information to expose that. I already knew this, but putting it in a form which the public can understand, that's what I'm doing now.
Well, good, good. We look forward to seeing that, Jim. That's going to be in the form of a paper, a white paper?
And in forms of tables and comparisons. You know, if you bought solar panels, what is it going to do compared to the wing generator? And compared to things like propane and natural gas and grid electricity, et cetera, you really need real data to sort this out, because there's so many myths out there.
That's right. There are very many myths and misunderstandings, and getting some clarification from you would be very helpful, Jim, and help people avoid very expensive mistakes.
Yeah, and that's what people are doing. You're going to find the governments and the power companies are going to be pushing solar panels. There are places where you can get them for free, but they're cheap, and they're probably going to burn out in 2 to 3 years, a lot of them. It's a racket to save the central power companies, and it's being backed by General Electric and Siemens, whose main core business is central power companies. So there's a literal information war going on right now, and they see things coming that is going to replace them.
That's right, and they're trying to hold that off. Jim, thanks, sir. Have you back next week.
Talk to you soon.
Top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.